Gervais?
Rachel will kick us off. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
The interpretations committee decided to finalize an agenda decision on configuration or customization costs in the cloud computing arrangement at its meeting in March 2021. The purpose of this meeting is to ask the board whether it objects to the agenda decision as required by paragraph 8.7 of the due process handbook. Appendix A includes a copy of the agenda decision approved by the committee. Paragraph 6 to 9 of the paper summarize comments received on the tentative agenda decision and the committee's discussion in March 2021. Before going on to ask the board whether it objects to the agenda decision, I wanted to highlight paragraph 13 of the paper. As mentioned in paragraph 9 of this paper, some respondents to the tentative agenda decision highlighted shortcomings in the requirements of IAS 38 in the application to intangible asset arrangements linked to digitalization. As reported previously to the board, respondents to a previous tentative agenda decision related to cloud computing arrangements also made similar comments. While voting to finalize the agenda decision, the committee suggested that the board consider such feedback as part of its third agenda consultation. The question for the board is in paragraph 12 of this paper.
Okay, who can I give the floor? No questions? And does that mean we don't object to the agenda decision? Can I see that we don't?
We're voting not objecting.
Yeah, not to object.
13.
Okay, well, but if we're done for today?
That's just agenda paper 12B, if that's okay.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. So, agenda paper 12B summarizes the committee's March meeting. The committee published two tentative agenda decisions and decided to finalize one agenda decision. We just discussed the agenda decision, so I will talk about the tentative one now. The first tentative agenda decision discusses how a lessee accounts for any non-refundable value at tax on lease payments. In particular, the request asked whether the lessee includes such non-refundable tax payments as part of the lease payments for a lease. Outreach provided limited evidence of such payments being material or of any diversity in practice. And the committee therefore tentatively decided not to add a standard setting project to the work plan. The second tentative agenda decision discusses whether a particular type of warrant that was initially classified as a financial liability can be reclassified as equity following an event that does not change the contractual terms and conditions. The committee noted that reclassification by the issuer has been identified as one of the practice issues that the board will be considering addressing as part of the FIFE project. And therefore, when the committee looked at it, it concluded that the matter described in the request was, in isolation, too narrow for the board or committee to be able to address in a cost-effective manner. And therefore, the committee's conclusion was that it should instead be considered as part of the FIFE project. So I will stop here and ask if you have questions on either of these tentative agenda decisions.
That does not seem to be the case.
Thank you.
All right. Any other issues you want to mention, Javed?
Not at the moment.
So that means that we are done for today and we'll continue our conversation tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock British time. Thank you so much.